Daniels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 5, 1902. Dear Brother Daniels, I have just read the letter that you wrote to my son Willie in regard to attending the California camp meetings. I have much to say to you in regard to many matters, but cannot write at length now. I write this morning to tell you that we desire you to attend, if possible, the Fresno camp meeting. The Fresno and the Los Angeles meetings are the only ones that I expect to attend this season. Not but that I should be glad to attend others, but I must spend most of the time in preparing my writings for publication, so that they may be placed in the hands of the people. For the first time since returning to this country, Willie has taken hold of my bookwork in earnest. All our helpers are doing excellent work in this line. The preparation of the book, Education and Testimony for the Church No. 35, has held me close at home for several weeks. We greatly desire you to attend the California meetings. You should certainly be at Fresno. You may also be able to attend the Los Angeles meeting. It is with fear and trembling that I start out on a journey now. I fear that I may gather too many burdens on my soul. When I stand before large congregations, it seems as if I were reined up before the great white throne to answer for the souls that have been presented before me as unready to meet the Lord in peace. I am much worried about Dr. Kellogg. In many respects, his course is not pleasing to the Lord. It seems to be so easy for him to drift away from foundation principles. He is in great danger of not holding the beginning of his confidence steadfast unto the end. My brother, I wish to write a few words to you confidentially in regard to the doctor. Do not let him beguile you by his statements. Some may be true, some are not true. He may suppose that all his assertions are true, but you should neither think that they are, nor encourage him to believe that he is right. I know that he is not in harmony with the Lord. Do not sanction his effort to gather from every source all the means possible for his line of the work, for God does not favor so great an outlay of means as is now being made in Battle Creek, nor does he favor the way that the doctor is managing the health food business. Brother Daniels, constantly the Lord is keeping Southern California before me as a place where we must establish medical institutions. Every year this region is visited by many thousands of tourists. Sanitariums must be established in this section of the state. Tent meetings must be held in as many of the great tourist resorts, far and near, as the Southern California Conference can work, with the laborers that they have. If ever there was need of a waking to the importance of working in such places, it is now.